My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. From Bob and Shelby, I love Dan Campbell, but his comments regarding the number two quarterback is a healthy dose of coach speak. Come on, it's not even close on talent. Hendon Hooker has work to do for sure. After 2 years, Jared Goff will be traded, and Hooker will get the keys to the car. It's from Bob.
Well, it's not about talent. It's about who's more prepared to go right now.
Yep. And boy, just quickly shuffled Jared Goff on out of here, huh?
I don't know. People are really excited about Johnny Next Guy.
Right. Johnny Next Guy always gets you fired up.
I kind of want it. Like, if I were a college player, I'd want it in a quarterback. I'd want to change my last name to Next Guy.
Next Guy?
Just so you have it on the jersey.
Yeah, sure. Let's get back to your open line calls, 248-539-9797. Carson Anderson from Lions Camp. Pat is next on 97.1. Hi, Pat.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
I just wanted to touch base and say, like, from a sheer upside of putting the two guys in the game standpoint, it's obvious that Hendon Hooker is the better option there. Nate Sudfeld has kicked around the league as a bottom dweller. He's thrown 12 passes in the last 5 years and in one game, and he completed 5 of them with a pick and got sacked twice. He's only thrown 14 passes in the last 6 seasons. That's not good. it's not like he has that much more experience in an NFL game than Hendon Hooker does anyways. And the sheer upside of Hooker being able to scramble at all is better than what we're going to get out of Nate Sudfeld. In fact, I'm convinced that Teddy Bridgewater, fresh off coaching high school, is a better option if something happens to Goff than Nate Sudfeld. Almost anyone else is, really. We've seen all we need to see. We're not going to win games with that guy. You're conceding the game if you put him out there.
Are you being – look, I'm not impressed either. But when Dan Campbell says that, it just kind of reminds me that it's not exactly always the way we see it. If you put Nate Sudfeld behind the number one offensive line with all of the talent that he's not playing with right now, does he look completely different?
Yeah, I mean, he had a pretty good O-line with the Eagles 4 years ago when he was terrible in the one chance he got.
I have to imagine that all of the offense, like everything that they want to do, that they probably can do more with Sudfeld than they can with Hooker.
What is driving that, right? Like, I just don't know. You think he's a more accurate passer? Because that's got to be the only thing, right?
Or is it just your faith in Dan Campbell?
Of it has to do with my faith in Dan Campbell. But I see the same things you do, and I don't think that Dan Campbell is saying things he doesn't believe.
I think when it comes to a situation like this, the coaching staff absolutely knows more than the fans do.
Right,
knows
sure.
More
and,
than
and you and
anybody
me.
In the
yeah.
media does.
Yeah.
They see these guys every day in the practice. More importantly, they see them every day in the meeting rooms, and they know how well they're processing all the information. And I really do believe, though, it's a fluid situation. Things can change, you know, by the week. And let this week play out. Let's see what happens on Saturday. And, you know, because there's a lot of guys that are, you know, vying for roster spots. And maybe, just maybe, it's Nate Sudfeld's vying for a roster spot. Because if they had to make cuts today, and you were only going to keep two quarterbacks. There's no way you'd keep Nate over Hendon Hooker.
No, Hooker's but has a chance to be part of the future, yeah, without question.
So if that's the case, and you want to make sure that they have three quarterbacks on the team, then Nate's got to have a big week this week. And to your point, if you're starting Hooker on Saturday, and Nate goes against the last of the guys that are fighting for those roster spots,
yeah,
you know, that's nothing he's done so far in the preseason. So maybe he looks even better. But if Hooker looks great, then it might be a totally different discussion after the game when he's asked about it, because, of course, Dan Campbell will be asked about it.
Steve is next here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Steve.
How you fellas doing?
What's up?
So I kind of got a little different spin on it. I understand his thinking with Sudfeld. He's probably better suited to make checks at the line, call audible, call out protection, that kind of thing, than Hendon Hooker. But to your point, I definitely, we have a good team. We have a good running game, good offensive line. I could envision Sudfeld starting and having a few series with some wrinkles with Hooker coming into play a few times to add that other option to keep. We're talking just a few weeks in the season.
Yeah, I mean, I could see if there were an injury to Jared Goff, maybe Hendon Hooker is used. It's not just, hey, Sudfeld's getting every snap. We're going to have a package of plays for Hendon Hooker as well.
It's like the Tigers thing, right? Just cobbling it to get it through for a couple weeks.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And they are cobbling well. I mean, the pitching wasn't the problem again last night.
No, I mean, you have three runs in eight innings. It's still pretty good work there.
You know, it's funny because I'm thinking about, like, the previous caller, Pat, who brought a real belief. Like, he really believed what he said, and I countered it, and he wasn't having anything of what I had to say. And I always try and look in the mirror and go, okay, what am I potentially guilty of here in terms of shaping my opinion? I might be wrong. I am guilty. And Gator, you tell me if you have this too. When you get a chance to sit down and talk to a coach, which is one-on-one,
mm-hmm,
I'm probably guilty of believing everything they tell me. But I'm also more susceptible to believe everything that this guy has to say.
Right?
I'm definitely susceptible to believing that he knows what he's doing. He's smart. I'm not going to say he's infallible, but things that he does and says make sense more than any previous Lions coach, and maybe more than almost every coach I've
talked to. I was just going
to
say, no, honestly, maybe more than any other coach. When we had Dan Miller on here yesterday, Dan Miller he's like, look, the guy says what he feels, and it's different. It's not like trying to get, when you've heard other coaches being asked questions and they kind of dance around it, Dan, he'll answer the question. Now, and he'll answer as truthfully and honestly as he can. So it's hard to be counter to that and say, is he saying something else? No, I think he's being honest in the moment, but the moment can change.
It's funny, though, because, right, I'm Pat's like, just look at him. And I'm like, yeah, I saw it too. And then I'm questioning, all right, how far does my belief go? Like, if Sudfeld went 0-for-15 with four picks, and Hendon Hooker went 12-for-12 and two touchdowns and also ran, and Dan Campbell came back after the game and said, nope, Sudfeld's still our number two, would I still be like, yep?
Probably not. Probably not.
It's possible.
But I think the previous caller had a good point about it. He's like, maybe the reason he's...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Call the protections and all that, that he's got, he's definitely got a leg up there.
Yeah.
Because Hooker has literally had like 25 practices under his belt in the NFL, whereas Sudfeld's got 9 seasons worth.
Yeah, it's clearly
from an unnamed texter. I do agree with. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say it's clear that I think they just trust Sudfeld more right now. And it's going to take Hooker to really outplay him for them to hand over the backup quarterback duties to him.
Can you imagine if they spent more time giving Hendon Hooker reps because they absolutely believe that he's going to be a good quarterback in time and he needs the reps, so they're going to take time and give him the reps and give him the reps and give him the reps at the expense of Sudfeld, and then they get into a game and Goff gets hurt and they got to win the game and they haven't prepared the guy that would give him the best chance to win that game? I mean, I don't know that you take that chance. But, hey, feedback coming in. I do agree with Dan Campbell. I'd rather not keep Sudfeld. I have been very strong advocate for adding Tannehill or Hoyer to be the number two. Give Hooker one more year to learn. That's from an unnamed texter. Next texter, are NFL teams that can't even find a quality starter, why are we worried about finding a quality backup? Our backup just needs to be able to hand the ball off. Why are we worried about it? We're worried about it for a variety of reasons. The biggest of which is we're trying to make our football team perfect. And that's, we want every, if our biggest issue right now is the number two quarterback, the number four wide receiver, the depth on the O-line.
Defensive line.
Yeah, secondary. I mean, the secondary, offensively, if our biggest concern is the backup quarterback, we're in good shape.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely.
And defensively, there are questions that need to get answered all over the place.
Well, and frankly, that's not, I mean, that's not the biggest concern offensively. It's, I mean, it shouldn't be. The biggest question offensively, I think, is do they have the right roster of wide receivers on the roster right now? Is that the room we're going to go with? Or are they going to have to go outside the organization and find somebody that's an upgrade?
Dave says, Sudfeld would look fantastic, outstanding. Can't stop him. On the practice squad where he belongs. Jeff in a truck says, I believe that Hendon Hooker should be the backup quarterback. He seems to be the better option than Sudfeld being so terrible. Well, you know, I guess probably what matters most, and think about it in these terms, something that we're not privy to, and hopefully we get to see a little bit more today. And by us seeing, I mean, when they're doing this, that we'll be able to see it. And that is, what does Nate Sudfeld look like when he's running with the ones? Because isn't that what matters?
That matters.
Not what they're doing when they're playing with guys, the twos and the threes.
Yeah.
What does it look like when Nate Sudfeld and Hendon Hooker are taking snaps with the ones?
What does it look like when Hendon Hooker takes snaps with ones? That's what I care more about.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.